Okay.
Okay, let's open your hearing. This is the time and place for the hearing on December 16th.
Will you talk into the mic so that it's louder?
Can you pick it up there?
And is it on?
Is your mic red or green?
There you go. I'll pick it up better now.
You know what you're going to do? Okay, so we're back on the recording?
Yep.
Okay, this is the time and place for the land use appeal hearing. I'm calling case number E4987-2021. Property owned by Audrey K. James and Robert L. Donahue at 166 North Acorn Drive. And what's on the agenda is a violation of that property. Is there anybody here representing Mr. Donahue or Ms. James? No. Okay, so this, I think, makes it a default hearing at this point in time. I just have a few questions to follow up with the city, so I won't ask the city to make a presentation, given that I've looked over the file, unless you want to, Ms. Halliday.
I'm pretty sure that the information on the docket is complete.
Okay. I see a document entitled Administrative Citation and Notice of Hearing. It's dated 12/2/2021. That was in the file that I was provided. Do you have that with you? Okay, great, pull it up. On the first line, the first paragraph says, you're hereby notified that pursuant to the code, property has been identified in violation. It used to be the case that the city also issued a notice of violation as a separate document not contained within the administrative citation. Is that no longer the case?
So what we went to is a courtesy letter first, and then probably did not include that in the file.
That's correct.
So yeah, so it was confusing that one of them was said citation and they both said the same thing. So we went to a more administrative process with, as per the code, to do a notice of a courtesy.
Let's go down to the next page of this document under details of violation. In the middle of it, there's three blocks below the red daily violation fine. Starts in accordance. You see that?
Yes.
In accordance with Moss Lake City Code, corrective action for the above noted violations was required within 10 calendar days from the date of the service of notice of violation. So you're referencing a notice of violation here. But this document is entitled an administrative citation. Did you intend to mean this administrative citation and notice? Is that what you intended?
Yeah, I believe that's what we intended. And here's the letter that we sent the first time.
Okay. So that was sent what date?
On September 29th.
Okay. And how was that sent?
That was sent by mail.
And did you mail that personally?
I did.
Is it certified mail return receipt requested or just U.S. mail?
That particular letter was not.
Okay. I'm going to go back to the administrative citation. If you would, please.
Sorry. I've lost my mouse. There we go.
Here's what one of my concerns is. Before we can find someone or hold them in violation, before I can hold them in violation, I have to make sure they receive what's called due process. And I don't know how that applies completely in an administrative hearing like this one, but I have a pretty good understanding of what needs to be required in a regular court of law, and I approach it the same way. So I want to make sure that he was served and he received it and he had notice. That's paramount before I can proceed. So back on, can you go to the first page of that, Sharon?
Yeah.
So I identified the first paragraph, which indicates this is also a notice of violation, though it's not entitled that. You may want to change how you title these documents.
Got it.
The second line says property ID, date of service 12/2/2021, and then there's personal service mail left on the premises, and none of those are checked. How come?
I think because this is the Word document. Did we give it to a photocopy?
Is there a different document in the file that has an indication of how service occurred?
I don't believe so, no. We missed
no,
that.
We just have the certified mail receipt.
Okay, that is an indication in the file of how service occurred. Do you have a certified mail receipt?
I did not get a return receipt, but I do have a receipt that accompanied the letter.
That shows that it was delivered?
It shows that it was sent, and then I have a certified mail number that is attached to that piece of parcel.
It gives you the tracking, right?
The tracking
number.
And
track it. You could go in and check the tracking and print that, and that should be part of the record set.
Okay. So is that for the September?
No, that would be for this one, for this
notice. Or is that for this document?
This document.
That's for that document.
Did you personally mail that?
I did.
So can you testify that this was placed in the mail with the proper address and that the file has in it, even though I haven't seen it, a certified mail receipt?
Yes.
That it was paid for and posted?
Yes.
If it's not in the file, I'm always going to question this. I have to have proof. I have to have proof that he was served. You've testified that he was served. Have you talked to him since this was provided to him?
I have not contacted or received any contact from the respondent.
But you did have contact with him before this was mailed, before December 2, 2021?
Yes, we have emailed each other in this last 2 months. So it was in, it wasn't a phone call, but it was an email that we responded and corresponded to.
You have no correspondence with him indicating from him that he received this administrative citation, notice of hearing, and which I think also, essentially, I think you're indicating it qualifies as a notice of violation.
I do not have any return receipt from or acknowledgement from the respondent.
Can you get me a copy of the certified mail receipt?
I will get that.
We just need to send him a copy. Right?
Oh, okay. You don't want me to go run and get that. It's on my desk.
I would like to see it.
Okay. I'll be right back.
We can adjourn for 5 minutes.
Do you want to push pause on the corner? Or do it let you do that?
It's fine.
Okay, we're back on. Ms. Halliday, is it Halliday?
That's correct.
Did I say it right? Has provided me a certified mail receipt for a document sent to return receipt request to Robert Donahue. I can't tell from the receipt. There are numbers on the left, but I can't tell from the receipt the date of service.
Does it have a tracking number? I'm happy to look that up and then we can add that to the file.
It has a number on the side. Do you want to take the time to look it up? See if there's a document that indicates the date of service. Are we still recording on the
app? We're recording still.
So, Your Honor, can I explain a little bit further on this particular receipt
sure.
of mail? So, happens is when that the mail recipient receives that, we receive a green card returned back to us, and I put my name on that, and we did not get that green particular card back.
At all?
No, and I've checked them out every single day. So that's one thing that we can clarify on the record. So we did not receive that returned green card.
So that leads me to the question, how do I know it's actually delivered?
Yeah, we don't actually know that.
That's my concern.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Did she call up or do her investigation on the tracking number?
Yeah, that number isn't coming up with anything. It's telling me to contact the U.S. Postal Service for more information. So there's obviously some delivery deficiency, I think.
Okay. All right. Then I don't need to go any further at this point in time. What I'm going to do is not deny without prejudice, is what it's called, this particular request for a violation. Not on the merits, but only based on lack of evidence of service. If we don't have evidence that I'm comfortable with that he has actually been served, I'm not in a position to be able to hold him in default and impose a fine. So I think you know what has to be done to make sure the service occurs. You have several options. You can personally serve them, and I don't know if you want to talk to people more or less, or avoid more or less interaction with them. But personal service is very good, because then you can say, I individually met with him, I handed him the document, he's aware of it, and we had a discussion regarding that. And that's probably as good evidence to it as we can get.
I agree.
So with that, I just am not comfortable that there was service there. I will also mention that they live up in our neighborhood, and I drive by that because I have business in another home just a few houses away. And I did notice that the trailer was still in violation, consistent with, or it was still there, whether it's violation or not, I guess I haven't ruled. But it was still there as of, I think, yesterday. So with that, we'll close the hearing and request that you, if you want to pursue it, that you notice it and provide proper service. Any questions?
No.